All right. And her name is Lori Hopkins Cavanaugh, political commentator, radio talk show host, founder of the American Liberty Center. Lori can be heard on 94.9, one of our stations, Sundays from 1 to 3. Lori, good morning, good morning.
Good morning to both of you.
Hi, Lori.
Well, I'll tell you, they got me on the ropes this morning, so just take it easy, please.
Well, this is an easy one.
Okay.
I'm really concerned about a group of veterans that have been ignored mm-hmm. consistently since Vietnam. And when I ran for U.S. Congress, I covered 64 towns in the city, in the state of Connecticut, on the eastern side of the state. And I met a lot of veterans, and the Blue Water Navy Vietnam veterans.
Oh, yes.
I met a lot of them that were not in good shape at all. I mean, these guys, you could see the cancer in their bodies. And they are crippled and damaged people. And they have been completely ignored by the Veterans Administration because they weren't on soil in Vietnam when they were spraying Agent Orange, defoliating the mountains there. So because they weren't on the ground, they're being denied benefits, and they actually have a higher rate of lymphoma than in the population of Vietnam veterans that were on the ground.
Well, why won't they take care of them?
Well, they've made a lot of reasons why they weren't on the ground supposedly, but what they've proven, and I'm going to have, and I hope maybe I can refer him to you, Ed Ball. He's a retired Navy officer, and he is working very hard. There's a bill in the Senate Committee of Veterans Affairs right now. It passed the House to take care of these guys. There's about 90,000 that are estimated alive right now.
Wow.
But it's also their families, too. And I met a lot of them in Connecticut, and my heart went out to them because they're totally diff. By the VA and suffering and the bills and the, you know, the crippling economics of their health issues has destroyed their lives, and the proof is that on the ships they used to distill water, and they would take the water which was already polluted and distill it and make it into steam on the ship. And that's how they believe that it was concentrated, that these guys actually received concentrated levels of dioxin.
Where did you meet these guys? Where did you meet them?
Well, I met people. I had to shake a lot of hands. I worked real hard. Unfortunately, we don't have anyone running right now in the 2nd District against Joe Courtney. But, I mean, Joe Courtney's nowhere to be found and hasn't done anything to help these men. And my heart goes out to them. They're all over. You know, I'm also a real estate broker, so I would go into homes of veterans, and I've seen a lot of really sad circumstances that these veterans are just sort of discarded. And it's not just the Blue Water Navy, but it's a lot of veterans down here in eastern Connecticut. Mm-hmm. It's kind of sad.
Well, have you put anything together? I mean, it's great to talk about it on the radio, but I mean, if this is happening, why can't we get together and get something going on this here in the state of Connecticut?
It is going. It's in the Senate Committee of Veterans Affairs. The bill passed the House.
I see, Lori, it passed the House here unanimously, 382 to nothing.
Right.
But the Senate is playing around with it. I see here, Lori, that, you know, they're playing footsie here with it, saying that there's no, what are they saying, there's no scientific evidence or the evidence isn't enough to push this through through the Veterans Committee.
And that's why it's not going through.
Well, I think it would go through if they put it up for a vote.
Mm.
They're sitting on it. And part of the reason, I think, is because of funding.
They don't want to pay for it. Okay.
I think so. I really do. I do believe that it's all a matter of money, and it's just these guys should not be compromised like this.
Wow.
So I would hope.
There it is. There are the pictures.
Yeah, yep. We're looking at the pictures right
we're
now.
We're looking at the pictures right now.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. And so this gentleman, Ed Ball, I'd like to refer him to you. He's going to be on my show.
We got him right here. We're going to get a hold of him.
Yeah, so have him contact us here in the office. We'll definitely have him on.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think that now is the time. I mean, Connecticut, and this is something really to be happy about, and another reason I wanted to bring this to your attention was that recently a state law opened up. This is this month, I believe, that would provide benefits to 800 vets. This is a state law.
Okay.
So they would be eligible for, it's not a big deal, property tax abatement for like $1,000.
Oh, that's good news.
Waiver.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, a little thing.
Well, I can tell you something right now. We're looking at him, and we're going to get him on the program. Paul and myself will get him on to interview him, to talk, and start a campaign on this. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, the Senate's got to move on this.
Please.
This is just dumb. I see why they're sitting on this, Lori. Yep.
Yeah, but, I mean, this other law that just passed in the state, not everyone knows about it because most people don't read the newspaper. They listen to great shows like yours in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I wanted to bring it up, that the veterans who have other than honorable discharges,
ooh,
in the state of Connecticut, other than honorable, are now eligible for tax and tuition waivers. So if people are listening out there and you know a veteran in the state that had a less than honorable discharge, we're not talking about dishonorable. We're talking about people who just did not, either from PTSD,
sure,
or drugs or some kind of issue, did not get an honorable discharge. They're not dishonorable,
okay,
but they are now going to be able to get benefits in the
Lori,
state.
Lori, I'll tell
and
you
I just
something.
I wanted to alert people.
Talking with Lori Hopkins Kavanaugh, political commentator, and she is on 94.9, one of our stations. On Sundays, she's on from 1 to 3. Lori, of all the shots that you've taken here so far, and you're a regular every Wednesday, this is your best hour. I'm telling you, your best hour, because this is going to put the two... No, we promise you, we're going to get this guy on the program, and we're going to start working on this.
Okay, so we'll get Mr. Ball on, and Lori, now this other state-level thing that you just mentioned, because we're running short on time here, who would veterans contact if they have an other-than-honorable discharge, but they want to take advantage of some of these tax proposals? Who would they contact?
Well, I would contact their congressman or their representative, local representative.
Okay.
It's a state law, so
state
I would
law,
contact
yep.
the rep, their
yep.
local rep or their senator.
Okay.
And or the VA in Connecticut. The problem with the VA in Connecticut is they don't pick up the phone.
Okay.
Well, they'll pick
so
up the phone.
But there's no one home at the VA. And this is really bad. Veterans can't even call. You should try it sometime. Call the VA and see what happens to you.
Well, right. We're going to follow through on this. We got to run now. We're running a little late. But I tell you, thank you. You have no idea. This made my day, and I know it made Paul's day, too. This is a fabulous,
great
we'll
show.
Get to it.
Thanks, Lori, and put Mr. Ball in touch with us, okay? Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. So we'll talk to Ed Ball about fighting for these veterans who were exposed to Agent Orange. And again, on the local level, if you are a veteran or know a veteran who received a less than honorable discharge, like Lori said, not a dishonorable discharge, but less than honorable, contact your local legislator here in Connecticut because you now have benefits you didn't have before.
Okay, and we're going to follow through on the rest of it.
Yes, yep.
Okay, it is a quarter of the hour, a quarter of eight. DeSopo Funeral Chapel has been providing premier funeral services for well over a century. Yes, you can trust the folks at DeSopo's. Weathersfield, East Hartford, both locations. Remember, it's DeSopo.com.